This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, February 24th. God's word for you today is only one. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 10, verse 41 to 42, and it says, "But the Lord said to her, 'Martha, dear friend, you are so upset over all these things. There is really only one thing worthy being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and I won't take it away from her.'" When it comes to our children, it is important to realize that we need to ask them questions and engage with them. Guess what? There will come a time when our influence in their lives diminishes. Research shows that a parent typically has 936 weeks from birth to influence a child. When the child is 10 years old, the parent has only 416 weeks left to influence the child. That is till the child turns 18 or goes to the university. However, when the child is 18 years old, the parent has 0 weeks left to influence the child. Of course, this is plus or minus cultural influences. Some people insist that the parent's influence over the child stops when the child is 21 years old, whereas the truth is that some parents lost influence when the child turned 13 because of what the parent did not do from week zero. When a parent is deliberate about communicating and engaging with the child, the parent can maintain influence even after he or she dies. For example, the influence my grandmother has in my life because of how genuine and legitimate our light was. When we engage with our spouses and children, we have to be deliberate. We can be so distracted, and we must get rid of all distractions. We are such a distracted bunch that they say that over 80% of drivers admit to blatantly hazardous behaviors such as changing clothes, painting nails, shaving, brushing teeth, putting on makeup while driving, and we are all guilty. God will deliver us on the roads. The truth is, when we live a distracted life, not only do we not get the best and put our lives at risk, but we also put other people's lives at risk. Luke 10 verse 41 to 42 says, "But the Lord said to her, 'My dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these things. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her.'" This is a classic scripture on distraction. Martha was worried about what was on the stove, worried about what was cooking. A lot of us are like Martha. We have many things cooking that are distracting us. Jesus is saying to you, like he said to Martha, what is on the stove is not more important than who is on the throne. What is on the stove? What are you cooking? What is going on in your life? Is it your finances? Is it your family? What is going on? Jesus is saying to us, what is on the stove is not more important than who is on the throne. Jesus was saying, in other words, I am here with you. How come I am not that important? I want to challenge you to keep your focus on Jesus, the one on the throne. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.